The Obama administration is enlisting the help of the agriculture community to sell the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal to Congress. President Obama did an interview with Brownfield Ag News this week to talk up the benefits of the agreement for farmers and ranchers.
This is really a big deal, and the key to getting it passed is just making sure that people are informed about how this creates a level playing field and making sure that members of Congress who represent rural and agricultural districts understand the benefits.
For most agricultural organizations, TPP is indeed a big deal, and they are in full support, pending review of the details. Nick Giordano with the National Pork Producers Council says they're very optimistic about it.
We're confident that this is going to be a tremendous deal for pork producers. Now, again, we've got to carefully go through the details of the agreement, just like every other sector of the economy, but we've been very engaged in the process, and we have every reason to believe that this is going to be an outstanding, best-ever deal for pork producers.
U.S. beef producers are clear winners in the deal with increased access to a number of markets. So Kent Baucus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says they will be doing their part to encourage passage by Congress.
It's absolutely important that beef producers engage with their members of Congress and talk about the important victories that we're seeing in TPP. Not only are we tearing down tariffs and setting a good framework on all the non-tariff trade issues, we're also setting an entire brand new trade framework for the Pacific Rim countries. And if the United States is not going to do that, if we pass on this opportunity, it'll be China setting those terms of trade.
The American Farm Bureau Federation supports the agreement, and President Bob Stallman was one of the agricultural representatives chosen to meet with President Obama to discuss strategy for getting it approved by Congress, which AFBF trade specialist Dave Salmonson admits will be a heavy lift.
Trade is never easy, and putting with the backdrop of the political climate that'll be here in the U.S. Next year when the bill might go before Congress, will make it a challenge.
The most vocal ag group opposed to the TPP is the National Farmers Union, and President Roger Johnson says they'll be telling Congress how they feel about its lack of enforceable language against currency manipulation.
Congress should reject the notion that this deal is anything different than past agreements that failed to address currency manipulation. Family farmers, ranchers, and rural residents should all be calling their representatives to tell them to oppose the current form of the TPP. It is simply not worth the paper it is written on.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.